like homebrew.
Yeah, yeah. What was that again?
Homebrew.
Okay, what else? What's some other name?
Wine.
Okay. What else?
That's kind of good. Whiskey?
Okay, what? Is there another name for kind of whiskey that you make at home?
Oh yeah, I know that.
Okay, let's see. If it was made under real unsanitary conditions, it wasn't very good. Is there another name for it? Okay. If something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you'd say to somebody, just what?
Smells good.
Okay, or just that.
Smell that.
Okay. What's that stuff that you pour over pancakes?
Syrup.
Okay, or what else?
Butter?
Yeah, or something sort of like syrup, boy.
Molasses?
Yeah, what's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Molasses is thick and syrup is thin.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called long sweetening and short sweetening? Okay. Let's see. Oh, you might say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, it's
real.
Okay, or another word for real would be gin. Okay, sometimes you see it standing.
Genuine.
What?
Genuine.
Okay. Let's see, if sugar, it used to be when people buy sugar, it just came in a big barrel, you know, and you have to go up and say, I want 2 pounds or something, and they had to measure it out, yeah. And sugar sold like that, you'd say, is sold in
bulk.
Okay. And what about crackers? You seen them sold that way?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Bulk.
Okay. What do you call the sweet stuff, sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of apples or pears or
jelly?
Okay. And what do you usually keep on table to season food with?
Salt, pepper.
And what?
And pepper.
Okay. And, I'm going to put this up here. Will that bother you?
Yeah.
Okay. If there are say there's a bowl of fruit. There's some peaches and some apples. And somebody offers you a peach and you'd say, no, give me
an apple.
Okay. And you might say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
those boys.
Okay. And somebody comes up and asks where so-and-so lives, you know, you're out in your front yard. You might say, he doesn't live here, he lives
next door.
Okay, or
across the street.
Okay, or if you weren't saying specifically, you'd probably just say, if you just sort of meant generally that direction, you'd say he lives
over there.
Okay. And if it was a little further away, you'd say he lives
down the street.
Okay. Might say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. And if somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
What do you say?
Okay. Whenever somebody does that, if they say it in the tone that they would say it in, it almost works. I almost say, well, when somebody speaks to you, you almost read the question again, you know. if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man.
Well, he doesn't have any money.
Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees, you'd say you have
a peach orchard.
Okay. And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard. And he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he points to somebody else and he says, he's the man.
And owns the orchard.
Okay. And I might say, my mother's not a nurse, but I have a friend.
That is a nurse.
Okay, or her, we're not talking about the friend, we're talking about the mother.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a friend, my mother's not a nurse, but I have a friend.
Mother says a nurse.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of the cherry, the part you don't eat?
Pit.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of peach?